I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Cystic fibrosis is a complex disease, and the types and severity of symptoms differ widely from person to person. To talk about cystic fibrosis is Dr. Patrick Flume. He's a professor of medicine and pediatrics and director of the Cystic Fibrosis Center at MUSC. Dr. Flume, how many people in the U.S. have cystic fibrosis?
There are about 30,000 to 35,000 patients that have been diagnosed with CF.
Tell us a bit about this disorder.
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic condition, so that means that these patients are born with the condition. It's not something that they acquire. It is a genetic mutation of a single protein that it turns out to be very critical for almost all parts of the body. And because that protein is either not produced or it doesn't function properly, it results in complications resulting in infections of the lung, progressive lung disease, sinus infections, digestive abnormalities, infertility, and has been associated with an early death in these patients.
When is this disease typically diagnosed?
Now we do newborn screening. And so most of our patients will be diagnosed shortly after birth.
And how is cystic fibrosis typically treated?
Traditionally, cystic fibrosis, we were treating the complications of disease. So, for example, when they develop chronic infection of the airways, so there's infection and inflammation, our treatment has been geared towards clearing that stuff out of the airways. A lot of use of antibiotics. We give digestive enzymes to replace what they don't have so they can digest their food and improve their nutrition. And we have other therapies. But all of our treatments historically, although we have been effective and have improved the survival in these patients, they all were treating the downstream consequences of this mutation.
And what's new now as far as promising treatments?
We've made an unbelievable progress in how we treat these patients. So since the gene was discovered in 1989 and we had this dream of gene therapy, although we're not there yet, we have learned a lot about how the protein works and where it works and how we can make it function better. And so currently we have developed these new medicines we call CFTR modulators. That's the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator. That's the CF protein. And these molecules, these medicines, can either improve how much protein gets to where it's supposed to go or how well it works. And so we are about to have approval of what we call the triple combo, which is a three-drug combination that will make this protein work better in 90% of our patients. And to give an example of how impactful that is, these patients are losing lung function, progressing over time. And with these medications, it's caused a substantial improvement in their lung function, slowing the rate of decline, prevention of exacerbations. So it's been an amazing progress. It's not a cure, but these patients are going to live longer and better.
And when might this new era of treatment take place?
We currently have some of these CFTR modulators. The first one that was developed was only available for a small fraction of our patients. Since then, we had two other products approved that don't work great, but they're pretty good and treating about a third to half of our patients. But the triple combination is the real home run, and that should be available to us in the spring of 2020.
Dr. Flume, thanks for this information about cystic fibrosis.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.